Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful time to give your heart to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. In the past, we have had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. We're here on radio always preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. You're here in 2023. Praise God. Amen. We are in the message. We've been in the message for several weeks talking about holiness. Amen. And how you should live, especially husband and wives. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. That song, Missionary Velvet, people used to sing years ago, if everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be.
Amen.
If everybody had Jesus, it wouldn't be all these problems we have in this world today. Husband and wives would just love one another. No divorcing and remarrying. Nobody cheating on one another. All of that would be unheard of if everybody had Jesus. I love holiness. I love to live right before God. But when people don't have the love of God in their heart, they want to sin. They want to do evil because that's what's in them. But when Christ come in you, you want to do what is pleasing unto God.
Amen.
That's when you're a child of God being born again. That's why I love that song, If Everybody Had Jesus. What a wonderful world it would be. Because I don't like all of this evil out here. People committing adultery and fornication. Cheating in their marriage. Telling lies. Children lying. Trying to cover up their wrong. People, grown people, telling lies, trying to cover up their wrong. I don't like that. I love for people to be honest. Don't be stealing and robbing and shooting people with guns. None of that. But when Christ come in us, he brings forth love in your heart to treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Because Christ makes a difference. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. And I love a world where people love one another. No war. Nobody stealing and robbing and killing. No drinking alcohol. No smoking. I tell those prisoners when I go in there, I say, if it meant for you to smoke, if God means for people to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head. I'm telling you. The Lord will take that smoking demon out of you. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. Christ bring forth a change. Praise God. And in husband and wives, the wife will love her husband. Not another man, but her husband. And the husband will love his wife. Not another woman, but his wife. And you'll be faithful to one another. Cheating on each other is unheard of. Divorcing and remarrying is unheard of. Because you have that love one for another. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's go into the Word of God. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 27. What did the Bible say?
The 29th verse. For no man ever yet so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord's church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause should a man leave his father and mother, and should be joined unto his wife, and they should two be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I am speaking concerning Christ in the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife, so that she reverence her husband.
God honors marriage. And people need to understand and know that. God honors marriage. Because that symbolizes Jesus marrying the church. When a man leave his father and mother, he shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's the Bible. Praise God. He didn't say go shack up. He said cleave to your girlfriend. But he said cleave to your wife. The world is doing everything outside of God's marriage. They're doing all the evil stuff, which is God going to judge them. But when you do things the way God said do it, you are blessed. And that's the reason why I blast it on radio. Let people know we need to obey and do what the Bible says. Not what the crowd is doing, but do what the Bible says. Young people, you need to do what the Bible says. Not what somebody else is doing out there in the world, but do what the Bible says. The Lord saved me, sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost. I got saved when I was 13 years old. Received the Holy Ghost at the age of 14. The Lord saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I live holy for God. Amen. I'm one individual did not go to a high school prom. I didn't go in there because that was of the world. When the Lord saved you, the world comes out of you. And people need to understand, know that. People that save and got Christ in their life, you do not belong at a school prom. And I'm putting it on radio so people know that God is not pleased at his children in the at a school prom. That's of the world. And people need to get the world out their heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Worldliness does not belong in the holiness church. When Christ comes in us, we sanctify ourselves. Come out from the world. And be separate. Let people know I'm a child of God. The devil have people going to these school proms, these young people, going to these school proms, and then after the school prom, whatever, committing fornication. I'm telling you, all that's evil in the eyes of God. And people need to understand and know that. Praise God. But when Jesus come in us, the Lord will save you from your sin. I'm telling you, he will save you from your sin and take sin out of you. Amen. I know some people say, well, God is a forgiving God. The Lord will forgive you truly. But the Lord want people to stop sinning. Amen. I got a book out. And the successful journey of a Christian. And I talks about that. How the Lord wants you to stop like a stop sign. And then it says slow down. So many people slow down. Amen. But people need to understand the Lord wants you to stop sinning. Amen. Stop sinning. Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. Now, husband and wives, If you teach your children that, don't encourage your children to go to a school prom, your daughters, and then, amen, be shame if your daughter come out pregnant. You heard me? And then want the church to pray for you. You ain't had no business sending your child to no school prom and no school dance. None of these worldly events. Amen. Teach your children to fear God. Teach your children to love the Lord. Teach your children how to keep themselves pure. And let them know if they do it, God will bless them. You heard me? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast, because I'm a holiness preacher. You heard me? I preach holiness. Praise God. People don't hardly want to preach it these days and time, especially in 2023. But I preach holiness. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your hand, your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Deliver them from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, from profanity. Lord, clean their mouth up. Lord, deliver them from stealing and robbing and killing. Lord, do these things, Lord Jesus. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do it for you. The Lord has no respect of person. If the Lord saved years ago, he can save now. He can deliver. He can keep you now. With so much stuff going on in the world today, you heard the message and believe the prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed. God can raise you up. Jesus loves each and every one of us and want what best for us. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. And I often say that if Jesus he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. The Lord can restore you and can revive you right where you are. And you can have peace in the Lord. Those in the free will, we thank for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you and I implore you to try him out. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we'll get green light. We're going back into jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write our ministry for Spanish material. Because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. All material to prisoners are free. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.